the Melbourne Renegades up against the Brisbane Heat to play tomorrow night. And the all-rounder from the Renegades joins us, Bo Webster. Bo, welcome to SEN.
Thanks for having me, mate.
The sound a little bit more buoyant, coming off a really good win for you guys against the Strikers, and you're off to the nation's capital a little bit later today.
Yeah, it was a great win, Matt. It was a tough game against a good quality opposition, and we saw what we can do with the ball there. We really restrained them late in the piece, and then from Mohamed Nabi and young Fraser McGurk to get us home, it was a good feeling amongst the boys after a few heavy defeats.
Yeah, what does that do for the group? I mean, you know, winning can become, hopefully, contagious. Sometimes it just needs that one win just to maybe get a little bit of that belief back.
Yeah, absolutely. T20 cricket, you know, it can go either way at the drop of a hat sometimes. You know, one bat over here or one good over here with the bat can change the game dramatically. So we knew what we had in the shirt, and we knew we were good enough to compete at this level with the squad that we've got. It just didn't work out for us for a few string of games. Like you said, winning can become a bit of a habit, and losing can be tough as well when you're in a bit of a slump. So, yeah, to get the boys that win, we're all very happy, and hopefully we can make it a habit and really perform well these next five games.
I'm always curious, Bo, with these competitions like the Big Bash, where you're with a group of players for a shorter period of time as opposed to, say, you know, a team that does a long pre-season. They play a long season together with, you know, and all their codes across the country. In this sort of abbreviated format, I mean, obviously all athletes and teams want to go out there and win and perform to your best. But when things aren't going right, how's that dynamic in a, I suppose, a competition that's a little bit different than, you know, being part of a team in a code where it's, you know, it's all year round?
Yeah, it can be tough. Like you said, we come together, you know, one to 2 weeks out before the tournament. And usually there's a fair few list changes from the previous year. So there's always new faces amongst the group and sometimes new coaching staff as well. So, yeah, like you said, it can be pretty tricky if you get into a bit of a form slump and things aren't going your way. You sort of search for some answers there. But, you know, the coaches and the staff behind the scenes sort of just keep reinforcing that the boys have been picked for a reason, and these A-League contracts have gone out to good cricketers, and whether or not we're gelling well or not as a team, you know, if we can stick together and we know it's going to come out eventually, and then once we do, it's just about sticking to that.
So the Heat tomorrow night, what do you make of that clash? I mean, they're sitting, a couple of spots above you, but 7 points clear, or what about 9 games played in this current Big Bash season, and they've lost their star spinner, of course. How are you looking ahead to the match tomorrow?
Yeah, everyone's really excited. It's a really nice place to play, Canberra. The wicket's excellent. It's usually quite a high-scoring venue, so all the boys are chomping to get out there and have a crack. Brisbane Heat, obviously very dangerous outfit with some big hitters up top. None other than Chris Lynn, you know, he's going to be always trouble when you come up against him, so hopefully we can get him out early. And they've had a really well-disciplined bowling attack this year. Xavier Bartlett's been excellent with a new ball. Mark Steckley's taken a lot of wickets, and like you said, Majibu, who's luckily not playing against us tomorrow night, has been really good. But we obviously lose Mohamed Nabi to international duties, which is a hole for us to try and fill. But like we said, we've got some good players on contract who haven't been playing much, and hopefully one of them gets a chance and grabs it.
Yeah, Mujib Urrahman, of course, off to play for Afghanistan. Nabi, you mentioned Rashid Khan, of course, having to leave the Adelaide Strikers to play for Afghanistan, who are taking on Ireland in the UAE. So that's sort of the interesting part about the Big Bash, is that you'll have players that come in and play a few games, and then someone who sort of gets recruited in for the second half of the campaign. It's just fascinating from a team dynamic point of view.
Yeah, it's a bit of the nature of the beast with T20 cricket, especially over our summer when there's numerous other tournaments and like you said, international series going around the world. So it'll be a bit of a juggling act for the list managers, and I'm glad I'm not, you know, in charge of that sort of stuff, because it seems to be pretty difficult with players flying in and out, especially with the quarantine things going on around Australia. So, it is difficult when you lose someone, of Nabi's calibre, and same with other teams with Majib and Rashid, but I don't think we're going to replace them with any other internationals, and we've just got to get on with it and hope for the best.
Bo, have you liked some of the modifications to the Big Bash this season with some of the rules and the power surges and when they're applied in the game? Have you liked some of the change?
Yeah, absolutely. The power surge has been a bit interesting for every team. You know, it took a bit to getting used to. I think everyone thought it was going to be this big 20-25 runs off the over as soon as it came in, and it turned out there was lots of wickets and dots. It was just one of those things where trying to work out when's best to take it, whether you got two set batsmen or when you wait, you know, after 15 overs when you're already slogging. So it's got me going to the game, definitely. And the four overs up front as opposed to the six has been interesting as well. It just adds a new dynamic and everyone's had to adjust. So I've really enjoyed them. It's just left something in the game. If, you know, those games can sort of peter out and you know the result, you've always got that power surge up your sleeve. And like I said, if you can get those 20, 25 runs off the over and back it up again, it can change the result to make it.
And what about yourself, mate, just from a career point of view? I mean, obviously, born in Tassie. Actually, while we're on that, I just want to ask you about, can you tell me more about Snug?
Yeah, Snug. That's a little town about 20, 25 minutes south of the city where I grew up. Went to Snug Primary School with a population of about 60 other youngsters, I reckon. So it was quite small, but I moved up into around the city with my parents at about 15, 16 years of age, so... it's a lovely little spot if anyone wants to get down there and have a look. Check it out.
Yeah, I was just doing a little Google on Snug. A nice little small coastal town on the Channel Highway, about 30k south of Hobart. So just seeing a couple of pics here. It looks absolutely magnificent. So, you know, you've come through the junior system in Tassie and playing in the under-19s, the under-23s, the under-17s. We go back to the under-15s. Hurricanes, Renegades. Where do you feel you're sort of at in your cricket journey?
Yeah, I'm obviously getting into my late 20s now. I turned 27 not long ago, and I feel like I'm in the prime of my career where I can start really putting some consistent performances on the board. It hasn't turned out this way in the Big Bash last year. Obviously, having a decent year last year, it's been quite tough to back it up, and that can be T20 cricket. You know, a chance here or there goes down, and you might get away and get your season going, but I'm hitting the ball really nice and hopefully to put some scores on the board, you know, in those last five games for the Renegades and also in the back half of the Shield season and one day season for Tasmania.
When you're sitting back on the couch, when you've got a day off from Big Bash duties, is there a player that you just love sitting down to watch play? I mean, there's been some dynamic innings in this campaign.
Yeah, well, I think I don't want to be too biased because he's one of my Tassie teammates, but I think Ben McDermott, move up to the top of the order for the Hurricanes, has just looked incredibly dangerous. He's got a very good defence. We saw that in the 100 against Australia, for Australia racing against India, but he's also got that power game, second to none around the country. So I think he's just getting better and better, and he started off our Shield campaign with Tasmania beautifully. I think he's averaging about 50 or 60 for the year so far. He's played the form into the Big Bash. So definitely higher on the team. Coming, he's already made his debut for Australia, but I think he's just getting better and better as he understands his game more and more, and he's quite dangerous to bowl to in all formats. So I'll probably have to say, you'll probably love him telling that, but definitely him.
He'll be listening. And just a final one, I mean, I was talking to Greg Shippard at the Sydney Sixers yesterday. Obviously, so many of the Big Bash cricketers are also glued to this test series between Australia and India. I imagine you're taking a bit of that in?
Yeah, 100%. When we sort of play at night and you've got not much to do during the day, it's a bit of a relief having the test cricket on where you can just sit back and watch the big boys go about it. What's been a really good series, and it's going to end really well with the one all going into Brisbane. So, it's really nice to flick the TV on and watch that when you're sort of in and amongst the Big Bash bubble and spending a lot of time in your hotel room. It's handy to flick the TV on.
Hey, good stuff. Looking forward to the Renegades, the Heat tomorrow night. We'll have it on Big Bash Nation here on ECM. Marnika Oval, beautiful ground there in Canberra. It's a good wicket and just a good venue. I've done a bit of footy up there and always enjoy going to Marnika. So good luck. Hopefully the winning form, Bo, can continue.
Thanks, Brett. Cheers for having me.
Bo Webster, the all-rounder from the Melbourne Renegades. I did read this today, a massive response from players in and outside of Cairns to participate in the inaugural Barrier Reef Big Bash, which has got